As far as the public was concerned, the Nazis may have lost the war, but their ideology has continued to spread ever since. Following World War II came the United Nations, mass fluoridation of the water supply, the dumbing down of the education system, postmodernism, political correctness, and the war on drugs. For many, this has gone unnoticed. The Nazis became the pop culture model of fascism. Black leather and jack boots became the symbols of authoritarianism. Fascism could now hide itself behind a smile in a suit and a tie. The majority had no idea of the global fascist state being slowly installed behind the scenes. And now it's here. COVID was just the beginning of their endgame. The same private corporations and NGOs that planned and executed the COVID hoax are now preparing the next phase. We can soon expect a massive cyber attack.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison.
The World Economic Forum, who sponsored tabletop simulations for COVID just weeks before the outbreak, are now doing the same for cyber attacks, which will be the reset button needed for their great reset. And when the grid goes down, it will take banking and shipping down with it, killing millions in the overcrowded cities. Those with a survival instinct will leave the cities, which is why the Rural Domestic Preparedness Consortium, a part of Homeland Security and FEMA, is currently training for the isolation and quarantine of rural communities. After their Great Reset, we know how they plan to build back better. Two key agents of the Great Reset, Regina Dugan and Ken Gabriel, both worked for DARPA, greenlit RNA vaccine research in 2012, and then went on to Google and Facebook, where they set up DARPA equivalents. In 2018, they joined Wellcome Leap, founded by the world's richest medical research foundation. Their stated goal, to be completed no later than 2030, is to have 80% of all children under the age of 3 monitored 24/7 with wearable devices that will read their brain patterns. Specifically, focusing on keeping the individual motivated to work. They plan to have an in silico model of a child's brain to be used as the model brain that all infants will be molded to via therapeutic interventions. Like slaves in a dystopian sci-fi movie, except this is not a movie, and it's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's all happening. The entire world is under attack, with seemingly no pushback. And if we don't push back, then it's all over. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves.